What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Hey guys, I'm Cameron Stover from huntinggeardeals.com, and today on the Hunting Gear Podcast, I'm joined by Nate Hicks from Painted Arrow. This episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast is brought to you by the Moultrie Mobile Feed Hub. How many times have you gone to check your deer feeder only to realize that it wasn't working properly and your well-planned hunt would be a waste of time because there's no telling how long it had been empty or clogged? Well, the Feed Hub solves all of these problems by bringing the power and convenience of cellular technology directly to your deer feeder. With the Feed Hub, you have complete control over feed times and you can rest easy knowing your feeder is working properly and you'll be ready for your next hunt. The Feed Hub's universal design means it'll work with most major brands of feeders, and you can learn more information at MoultrieMobile.com. Tacticam's Reveal cellular trail cameras offer exceptional power, longevity, and superior image quality, regardless of the time of day. These cameras boast the fastest shutter trigger, the longest detection range, and the sharpest image quality with minimal motion blur, even in nighttime conditions. With multi-carrier support, a weather-resistant design, instant photo delivery, and user-friendly operation, the Reveal cellular camera is an essential tool for any outdoors person. Today's episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast is brought to you by Code Blue Scents. Not only do they have an extensive lineup of deer scents and urines, but they also have some scent elimination products like laundry detergent, field spray, and everything else you need. So before you get started with your hunt this season, be sure to check out Code Blue Scents. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. And apologize. We had a scheduling issue on my end on the first one. So this is the second meeting that we've actually planned to do, and I'm here today. So it's good to be here.
Hey, man, I'm glad you could join us. I know you got a lot going on. So let's just jump into it. You've had a busy summer from working on your properties to even getting involved with some conservation efforts. So let's see how your season's been thus far. And we ain't even got to the fun part yet.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot. For those of you, I guess, who've never heard of Painted Arrow, we're a company that kind of sprouted up out of southern Michigan, going on almost 3 years now, 2.5 years ago. And we make magnetic solutions, filming solutions for people with a, you know, if you have a GoPro or an iPhone or any type of smartphone. Our claim to fame, I guess, was our first product that we ever launched, which was called the Mag Pro. And that just basically mounts to your stabilizer on your bow, and you can easily put your cell phone on there. It's a magnetic mount, and you can basically film your hunts and your shots, so you can go into a recovery or a blood trail with a little bit more information. But yeah, I mean, we've been doing a lot personally on and off the field, I guess you could say. I've been doing a big logging project on the property that I live in southern Michigan. So that's kind of more on the play side. And on the work side, we're trying to bring new and innovative products to the market. And that's kind of where we started, just trying to do things a little bit differently, think about things, you know, from the aspect of a bow hunter. And that's really what we do and what we love to do is bow hunt, and trying to just bring a different taste to the market, if that makes any sense. So, yeah.
Yeah, so our first introduction that where we, you and I met, was actually at the ATA show, and you had a product that was simple design, but it made sense because I didn't have to bring any additional equipment to film. I was able to attach my phone safely and securely to a bow and start filming my own hunts, and that was something that really wasn't readily available. We had action cameras and stabilizer mount cameras in the past, but as high quality and as expensive as our cell phones are today, like being able to utilize that in the field safely and securely, man, it just made so much sense. And you guys have grown drastically since that day. And a lot of companies start with a good idea and they just get stuck because they can't add new product lines. But you guys have just continued to grow and you're blowing it out of the water as far as innovation goes.
I appreciate that. You know, we originally made the Mag Pro. Devin Cole is the co-owner of Painted Arrow, so he and I are 50-50 partners, and he was the actual one who had the idea for the magnetic mount in the first place. And I had started Painted Arrow as more of a, you know, as a podcast to begin with. It was more of a media outlet, and we partnered, you know, kind of to bring the Mag Pro to the market together. And so, you know, originally it was just the compound bow mount that we had. And you know, being from Michigan, we went to some local trade shows, and the number one question that we got right off the bat was, do you make one for a crossbow? That was the first question that, you know, everybody wanted, because there's a lot of crossbow hunters in Michigan, a lot of crossbow hunters in Wisconsin. That's more of a, I think there's a stat that just recently came out. I think the number of bow hunters in the woods in 2023, there was 80% crossbow users and 20% compound bow. And, you know, obviously there's some traditional bow users, but basically there's a big population of people that use crossbows. And, you know, I don't personally use a crossbow, but I don't hate on people who do. Like, if it's a legal method to take, I say, whatever gets you in the woods, you should do. All this to say, like, that was our second product to market, right? That was the second product we ever brought into the Painted Arrow product category, on the weapon mounted devices. And that was it's been an awesome product for us. It's been one of our top sellers from the very beginning. So all this to say, like, you know, we were kind of briefly talking about this before we started recording, but you know, the way that we've always kind of looked at our business and like, how are we going to bring the next thing to market? Like, going to a lot of trade shows, you're talking with a lot of people, like you and I met, you hear enough little like little tidbits, like if there's enough people wanting the same thing and it's a viable product and it's something that fits into our category, we can, you know, achieve the results that we want to, and we create a prototype. And if it's something that continually comes up in conversation, that's kind of how we built our business out. If enough people ask about it, there's probably a need, and bringing products to market that way has been really rewarding too, because you know that there's a market for it when you bring it out. So I guess kind of went on a little bit of a tangent there, but that's kind of really how we've grown our business from day one, was just listening to customers and kind of acting from there.
Yeah. I mean, business models 101 is, if you can identify a problem and then solve it with a product and you can sell that product, I mean, it just makes perfect sense. And in your all scenario, you've been able to listen to hunters just like you and I, and make things better that enhances the hunting experience. When I talk about hunting products, I need a product, whether it's clothing, boots, or accessories, that enhance my hunting experience to make my life easier, more comfortable, yep, or more enjoyable. Mm-hmm. You guys have a product that does that. So what else do you have?
So a couple of the more popular products that we've released in the last year or two, I would say, we have actually have one right here, because I was going to use it to film today, but I couldn't figure out a way to place it properly on this desk. This is like an arm. We have two arms now. This is like our standard length arm. And these are awesome because they're super versatile. I mean, you can do just about anything. There's this clamp on the one end, and you can basically, it's got a 2-inch claw on it. So anything 2 inches in diameter or less, 2x4, you know, I've seen people put them on an e-bike in your box blind. I've seen people put them on like a four-wheeler, going through the woods, golfing, believe it or not. I'm not much of a golfer, but you put it on your golf cart and you can film your golf shots as you're at the tee box. But basically the reason we designed this was for a box blind. That was originally the thought behind it. It was like, we need something that somebody can toss in the backside of their pocket, you know, easily folds up, really lightweight, but it, you know, you can achieve, just as, you know, a lot of different purposes and use cases for it. And there's the magnetic head on the end. So all of our products utilize the adhesive plate, basically, that comes in every kit. So it's a really low profile adhesive plate. It's a piece of steel, basically. It adheres to the back of your cell phone, and then it magnetizes to the mount. And so, you know, we have one of these. This is our standard length. We just released a micro arm, which is the same concept, a little bit different geometry of that magnetic head. But it's becoming my favorite of the two, just because of how much more packable it really is. And you kind of hone into your own setup. Like, everybody's got their own style. And so for some people, this longer arm is something that they want. They want to achieve that 12-inch, you know, you can move it anywhere, put it in any position. You want that little bit extra length. For some people, that's great. I like less. Less is more to me. And so I like that arm. So those are two products overall. And then I guess one more that I really like is our fluid head, which, you know, you can put it on any tripod. We've kind of created a bundle around that fluid head, you know, utilizing it with this arm specifically. So you can mount the fluid head on the end of this, remove this magnetic piece, and you can use it in your tree stand. You can use it on anywhere. You can do anything with it. So those are just a couple of things that we've released that I'm personally really excited about.
So I've had a chance to test some of these products, and that Mag Pro arm is something that I've found very useful outside of hunting season, and not for a traditional way that most people are going to use it for. So I've been waiting to tell you about this until I got you on the podcast. So got a newborn baby at home starting in December. He's 6 months now. He still won't hold his bottle. So I was like, man, I work from home. Like, I can't stop every 3 hours, spend 30 minutes trying to get this kid to eat. So I figured out a long time ago that I can take that Mag Pro arm and attach it to his little feeding chair that I use. And I Velcro the bottle in there. And then it holds his bottle perfectly in place. And it just makes my life so much easier.
Yeah.
And it's been really easy. It's on me as far as that goes. And like, I've got one attached here. I use it for filming all the time. It's a great product, and it's held up well. Like, there's no signs of wear and tear, and it's definitely been paying for itself when it comes to bottle feeding. But I don't recommend anybody else doing that, but it's been very helpful.
That's awesome. That's the first I heard with that application, but I have actually had a, I have a buddy who has used the arm for like, he puts it in the stroller and he'll like attach an iPad to it. If they're like, you know, in a pinch and they need to keep the baby occupied or whatever. Like,
yep.
So that's pretty awesome. That's the first I've heard though.
Yep. I do the same thing with my phone, but I try not to give him too much screen time. I was going to use the magnetic mount and make my life a little easier, but I figured out like it doesn't work too well on baby bottles because there's, you have to have so many of them and clean them, and they just don't look that good. So Velcro has been the lifesaver for that. But as far as hunting goes, I actually utilized that mount to film a bear hunt last year. And I know you guys have a lot of cool footage that's been coming in from people utilizing your products.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we have, we created this early on, and we nicknamed it the Mag 5. It's kind of a play on words, but the intent is that, you know, people can submit in their footage, which we obviously love to see and utilize for marketing purposes. So people send in a submission, and then at the end of every year, we'll basically vote on the top 5 videos that were, you know, sent in. We call it the Mag 5. We've, in the past, every year now, this will be our 3rd year doing it. We've asked those people if they're, you know, willing to and want to come on our podcast and just share the hunt, right? Share the story of the hunt and just tell us a little bit about it. And it's been awesome because, like I said, it's kind of a win-win. Like, everybody wants to share their hunting story. Everybody wants to share footage that they got from their hunt. And for us, like, we truly go down the list on every single video and we look at everyone, whether it gets picked or not. Like, we, you know, we try and understand like how are our customers utilizing the product? Like, what are some improvements we need to make in our marketing maybe, or what are some things that we need to include in our packaging so that it's installed correctly? So like, we look at every one of the videos intently and just, you know, look at them very, very in depth. So it's awesome. It's an awesome thing. So if you do shoot something on a product, it's like on the homepage of our website, it says video submission. You just click on it and you just upload the footage from your cell phone and we get to check it out.
So I put my entrepreneurial hat on when I get to talk to you because you're young, and I don't know that everybody here is going to recognize your face, but I do. And then your business partner, you're young, they're young as well. Where did this business mindset come from that has allowed you to take this company and the product lines and learn how to listen to customers? Because that comes from experience. And then just the ideas that keep flowing through to make a media company. You know, you look at your website, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's the tip of it.
That's a huge compliment, Cameron. And I don't take that lightly. So thank you. Honestly, from an early age, like I loved, like still is one of my top favorite shows is Shark Tank. My grandfather is, you know, just from a really young age, I got to see small business like firsthand. Like my grandpa was a painter. Like he did small odd jobs. He did like a lot of just like, I watched him make deals and handshake and, bartering. Like even for me, like for a long time, one of my jobs before I was even of age, like when I was 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, like I would buy and sell bicycles. Like I would buy an old one. I would fix it up. I was 16. I think I had 3 cars by the time I was 17 years old. So like I would just buy and sell and buy and sell. And I really started like to understand like business 101. And, I went to school, I got a business management and minor in entrepreneurship for my degree. So like I've always kind of been an entrepreneur, I guess. And, you know, it's funny to say that now because, you know, I struggled for a long time, 7 years actually, to be, it's like six years and 9 months. I worked for it was a Fortune 500 company, worked for, you know, I was in sales. I did account management and I really hated my job because I didn't know that my purpose, I was trying to find my purpose. When I got out of college, I struggled with like, what is it that I'm supposed to do? Right. Like, and I figured it out the hard way, banging my head against the door, working for a corporate Fortune 500 company that I just really didn't fit into. But I figured out, you know, took some time, but I figured out my calling was, you know, being a business owner. I feel like a lot of people think that, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of people that look at being an entrepreneur, owning your own business, and thinking it's like this sexy thing. You know what I mean? It's like this, man, that must be nice. You can just, you know, call it, you know, do whatever you want. There's just like this mindset, I feel like, in media too today. And it couldn't be more opposite than that. It takes a lot of hard work, and I'm not patting myself on the back by any means, but like, we work really, really, really hard to do the things that we've done. Like when I quit my job, it wasn't only a year ago. It was July 7th, 2023 was my last day with corporate America. And, we would get up, Devin and I would get up we did it for like almost 3 years. We'd get up at 4 a.m. and have a meeting before we went to work. And then we'd go to work, and then we'd come back and we'd have another meeting at the end of the day. And it was just like this continual forward progress, like keeping this train moving down the tracks. And, you know, after a while, like, you threw something at the wall and it sticked, and it happened to be the MagPro. And we've kind of just, like I said, we just built our company off of listening to people and trying to innovate. And I'm rambling, but you kind of struck a nerve with me, where that's been my passion and my dream for the last, it's been a long time that I've wanted to do something for myself and build equity in something that is for my dream and my purpose, other than, you know, working for corporate America. So I don't know if that answers your question or not, but it's just kind of like ingrained in me from an early age.
Yeah. And that was kind of the goal, was to see kind of where you were coming from and let people know, like, there's an inspirational story behind this. The fact that what you've been able to do with this business in a short amount of time, and the fact that you're still chasing dreams and building dreams through the hunting industry in something that you've enjoyed. Yep. So, and I'll be honest with you, like, I don't know how many hours you're working a week, but I can assure you those midnight shifts from daylight till dark, like, I got paid overtime or bonuses or whatever in corporate America. It's not how it works when you're your business owner.
Yeah, it's so rewarding though. I mean, I'd be silly to sit here and tell you that, anybody listening, like, I would tell you that there's a ton of reward in doing, I'll just call it doing your own thing, right? Doing the little wins. You got to celebrate those little wins early on, and they get bigger, right? You just keep building and raising the bar, and you, next thing you know, you got products that are in Scheels, and like, that's a really big, that for Painted Arrow, like, early on, like, we organically reached out to Scheels and just kept knocking on the doors, and finally we met the right guy, right? And it took almost 2 years to have that relationship, and now we're in all the Scheels in the US. So,
man, congratulations.
Appreciate it. We like I said, we're really I'm not trying to brag or pat myself on the back or anything like that at all, but yeah, you know how it is. It's a lot of hard work, you know. Yeah. It's a lot of hard work, and early mornings and late nights.
So yeah, so a lot of times I bring people on this podcast, and it's big companies that have been around sometimes for longer than I've been alive, and it's the person that we're talking to is just an employee, but very rarely do you get to see somebody that's been there from the ground up, and that this is their not only way of life, but passion as well. And it really comes out, and it shows with how you connect with the audience and stuff like that. So, man, it's been fun watching you guys grow and stuff like that, but let's just keep diving into like the usefulness of the products and allow people to connect. Now they know you and they're connected with Painted Arrow. Let's talk about those products and how they can utilize them this season.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, I get one of the most common questions I think that we get is, like a common phone call, somebody will call on the customer service line, whether it's me answering or somebody else at the company, like, they'll say, you know, should I get one of your, like, an arm like this where I can mount, let's say they're going on a bear hunt, just for example. Like, this was a call I had not too long ago. Somebody called in and said, hey, I'm going on a bear hunt. I'm going to be hunting over some bait. I'm using a bow, and I can't decide, do I want to mount something to like the tree stand, so it's like stationary, or do I want to mount something onto my weapon? What would you recommend? That's a common question I'd get. And so I guess coming from that perspective, like, if you're new to Painted Arrow, you've never heard of us, and you're like, man, I want to get into, you know, one of the products, like, I don't know what do I want to start with? So I guess my answer would be, you know, first off, like, what is your budget? Like, that's number one. And if you're budget friendly, I would go with a, just by the pricing alone, like this is going to be more expensive than one of our bow mounts. So in the application, like you're going to go for a bear hunt and you're going to sit over a pile of bait. Like I personally am very, very biased and love the MagPro Plus, which is our standard bow mounted magnetic mount. You slap your phone on there. And for me, simpler is better. Keep it simple, stupid. I put my phone on there. I press record. I'm really good at doing that because I've done it a lot, and it takes a little bit of practice, you know, when you're shooting, not to drop your arm down. So you want to make sure you keep that bow up so you can actually see what you're shooting at. Like for me personally, I love that mount. I'm really good at filming with it. I can get a super clean, clear, finished product, meaning the actual final video. I think that that's just from a price point standpoint, like we're talking $50, right? So all in, you have already got a cell phone. It's probably the nicest camera you own. It probably shoots in 4K. It's probably going into the woods with you. You can slap it on there, and for $50, you're running. So I would say that's more of the budget friendly.
Hey, let me interrupt this podcast episode real quick and talk about huntinggeardeals.com. If you're interested in saving money on hunting gear, there's no better place on the web. Basically, what huntinggeardeals.com does is scour the web for discounted products on hunting gear and shares them in one convenient location. So type in huntinggeardeals.com in your web browser and sign up for the daily deal email so you never miss a deal. Now, back to the show.
Just easy to start with. Like it's real easy. I guess if you want zero, and I'm talking zero vibration, like when you have any device mounted on a weapon, whether that be a crossbow or a shotgun or a traditional bow or a compound bow, there's going to be some recoil that is noticed in the footage. And that's another really common question we get too, is like, what can I expect the footage to look like? All of our, on our website and on YouTube, if you look, there's a ton of promotional videos that show the actual footage. But basically if you have a newer cell phone, so like I would call it iPhone 14 Pro, iPhone 15 Pro, like any of the newer Samsung Galaxies, the S21s, 22s, Google Pixel, some of those cell phones and smartphones, they have what you call auto image stabilization. And so like basically the best way to explain it is if you press record on a video and you have your cell phone in your hand and you go like this and shake it and you press stop and then you watch the video back, the camera technology is just so good that the auto image stabilization, when you watch it back, it's basically like, it's like in slow motion. It looks very clear for no other reason than the technology. So yep. All that being said, when you put it on, when you have a newer camera, you have a newer cell phone, it shoots in 4K, you put it on your bow mounted mount, right? The MagPro Plus is the one I'm referring to. Like it's going to be really, really, really clear, right? So the place where you run into trouble is somebody will call in, they'll say, hey, you know, I used the mount and maybe it's not as clear as I thought it was going to be. Well, sometimes, most times it's a miss, you know, they're not installing it correctly. Sometimes people put the plate on the inside of their case or vice versa. Like there's some tweaks that maybe they don't use the foam dampening system that's included with it. But lots of times it's like, I have a phone that's 10 years old. Well, it's like, you know what I mean? Like technology is come to a point where all the video footage that we are typically showing is like, it's a brand new camera, right? It's a brand new phone, and you're just going to get better quality footage. But if you don't want to mount anything to your weapon, you know, you could easily get this arm. And I was just kind of explaining it earlier, but you can take this head, this will like thread off. Okay. So this is just a 1/4-20 thread. And then what you can do is you can take our fluid head and mount it directly to this thread here. And then the MagPro head mounts on top of the fluid head. So what you could do basically is you could mount this to your tree stand, you can mount this to a limb, and then you have the fluid head on there that gives you the pivoting and the tilt. So you could truly, if you wanted to hunt and have zero vibration, you can aim it at the bait pile. Here comes the animal. You press record, you shoot. And then the only caveat is you're going to have to then quickly reach and grab the fluid head and turn it so you can follow that animal out. And again, for me, it's less gear. You don't have to carry anything. All you got to do is just grab your bow and your cell phone for the MagPro, which is a bow mounted mount. So that, again, it really just depends on what your preference is. Like, what is it you're trying to achieve? What's your budget? And a lot of people buy a little bit of everything, right? They'll buy a little bit of everything and see what they like and then kind of hone it in from there. So I don't know if that answers your question on some of the gear stuff, but that's a really, really common first question for somebody who's never heard about the products. Like, what do I want to start with? What do I want to get into? So hopefully that helps.
Yeah. So for me, like, I'm filming with a real high end camera and I'm also filming with my phone. And what I like is that rear view angle coming off the bow mount, looking back at me as I'm at full draw, because you get to see that passion, you get to see that adrenaline pumping through your veins as you get ready to draw and make that shot. So that provides me as a videographer another viewpoint from that hunt. So, but whereas if you're just wanting to film, like, man, there's a lot of different options there, and it just keeps, it makes me almost want to go buy another cell phone just so I have both options with me. Yeah. Rather than packing around my big heavy duty cannon.
I think in a lot of cases, like, people are starting to do that. Like, you upgrade your phone, you know, when you look at, like, hey, I'm going to start filming my hunt. You could literally look at it from a cost standpoint. Like, I could upgrade my cell phone, get the most brand new cell phone, and maybe spend $1,000, would you say? $1,200. Yep. Or you look at I don't even know what a model of camera is. We got one sitting here in front of me, but I'm a Canon. I don't even know. A lot of these cameras are thousands of dollars, like a mirrorless Sony A3.
Yeah. My Canon R6, I've probably got $5,000 or $6,000 in cameras and lenses at least.
Yep. And so that's a perfect example of, like, you could buy four new cell phones for the price of one high end camera that, that's not my world. I don't utilize that. We do almost everything with a cell phone, whether that be, you know, almost all of our marketing, YouTube videos, et cetera. It's all done with an iPhone. I mean, keep it simple, stupid, you know?
Absolutely.
So that, I guess that's the way that I've seen a lot of people do it recently, is like, look, from a cost standpoint and from the products that we're making, like, you can get by with taking a lot less actual pounds of gear into the woods by just utilizing your cell phone.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So you look at today's way of hunting, it's mobile, it's lightweight. I can buy the lightest tree stand. I can buy the lightest climbing sticks or saddles and platforms, all that. I grab my camera, my lens, and a fluid head and camera arm. I just blew the weight of my entire setup out of the water.
Yeah,
I just doubled it, if not tripled the weight of it. I grab my phone. It's already in my pocket.
Yep.
I'm still mobile, still lightweight, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's where, you know, I just feel like we're piggybacking off of the cell phone's technology. Like, what we're creating is not revolutionary. I just think we were the first ones to do it and do it well, and so. It's one of those things where everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody. I mean, even homeless people have cell phones.
Yep.
Which is crazy. And I know that I was on a missions trip and everybody has a cell phone. It's just amazing to me. Like, I don't know how, but everybody has one. So it's one of those things.
Yep. And we all want to capture the hunt and relive that moment, whether it's to share it with others or just for ourselves and the satisfaction of knowing where that arrow hit the animal.
Yeah.
Like, there's no better teaching experience for me when I take my son hunting, when I'm like, hey, you made a bad shot. Like, we're going to have to give this animal 6 hours or something before we start to track. And it's like, why? We slow down that footage and we look and be like, hey, this is where it's at. This is what we need to do, rather than just that adrenaline going to track. So, like, there's so many benefits and, filming your own hunts, and people just need to take advantage of it, even if you're not publishing it on YouTube and trying to be a pro hunter.
I'm really glad that you brought that up, because that is, like, I can't believe we haven't really discussed that until just now in the podcast, but that is truly that's the passion behind the product, is the recovery aspect of it. And I would say probably is the number one benefit from using our products, or even just, you know, filming your hunt in general. It's just being able to go back and, like, look at the shot, like, look at what happened, because I don't care who you are. When an animal comes in, like, there's something, like, you get this, people call it buck fever, whatever you want to call it, but like you get into the moment and your emotions kind of take over what you're seeing. Like every time, I don't even know how, like every time I go hunting, I'm like, I'm going to try and be excellent in the moment. And always the moment I'm referring to the animal coming in and you're making that shot. And I'm just telling you, I've not been able to really go back in my mind after an encounter that maybe I released an arrow at. Like, it's hard to recall what happens. It really is. Like, yeah. Was he standing here? Was he standing there? Did he go over this log? Did he take a right turn? Did he take a left turn? And that's one thing that I personally learned a lot about, kind of on the point you just made with your son. Like, it doesn't always happen the way that you thought it did. And it happened to me not last year. I had a guy come in with a dog after I made a shot on a deer, and I was adamant. I said, sir, like this, the deer went this way, not this way. Like I would have sworn to it. And the dog, obviously the dog's nose wins on that because it found the deer. And I was wrong. I was completely wrong on where I thought the deer went and what the animal did. But when you can go back and watch footage, you're not second guessing all the time. So it's just very, very handy.
Yeah. So what I found, like if I make a good shot, it's very easy for me to look at where that deer or animal was standing at, see where they kicked the leaves up, see the arrow, start finding blood. When I make a bad shot and I instantly notice, then my first instincts is to grab another arrow, try to get another arrow in this animal. I lose all track of where that animal was, where that shot was made, because my instincts are going to finish the job.
Yeah.
Rather than pay attention to where I should start the track. And that just comes, I don't know if that's a good instinct to have or not, but that killer instinct kicks in real quick and I'm trying to follow up, and sometimes it works out. Sometimes you need a dog.
Yeah. 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 It's hopefully you don't have to have a dog, but it seems like with my luck, the last few years I've struggled. I haven't made the best shots, but I've made the more I use our mount, like I said, the more I learn, like, cause you can go back and review a lot of it and it helps you, I think, to study those videos. Like there's a specific deer last year that I keep going back and watching the video, and I'm trying to learn, you know, how to be like, maybe I should have waited for the animal to come here. And I think a lot of that too, just comes with experience, like having those encounters and having those shot opportunities and putting yourself in the right place. And, but having the footage of it, it just doesn't hurt.
Yep. So the other day I was going out to my property and I was doing some habitat work, just like you're doing on yours on a smaller scale. And I get out there to shoot a YouTube video for the guy because he brought some nice new equipment out and we're going to kind of partner up on this project. And I run into a big problem. My storage was full on my phone, and that's the only thing that I had. So that being said, somebody that's more experienced with filming with a phone, like what are some tips you could give a listener and myself as far as how to film successfully with a cell phone?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question, actually. And I'll say two things that are on the top of my head as you asked. So number one, do you have an iPhone camera?
Yes.
So if you go to, you don't have to do it right now. I love that. you don't have to do it right now, and we can maybe walk through this after we do this. But if you go onto an iPhone specifically and you go to your settings and you click on your camera and then you click on your camera settings, what you can do in there, there's a setting, it's called preserve settings. And what that is, and I'm speaking specifically right now to iPhone, but there's a very easy way to do this on an Android as well. I've changed it many times for customers like at a trade show, but basically the preserve setting is the key feature word there. What that does is it's going to remember the last settings that you were on. So I don't know if you've ever done this, but like the side button on the side of your phone, if you click on so you can see your home screen and then you press the quick camera button, almost every phone now has a quick camera button. You want to adjust your settings so that it will go back to the last settings that you were on. So if you think about it, stock, when you get your phone from, you know, your brand new phone or whatever, it's every time you open up your camera setting, it's going to go to your photo. Right. So think about you're in the woods. Here comes a really big buck. You flip your camera on and you're going to have to sit there and swipe through cinematic, pano, time lapse, and there's video. You get it on video, then you got to turn it sideways, then you got to put it on the mount, then you got to press record. That's way too much movement, way too much thinking, way too much everything. So if you can adjust your settings the proper way, and again, preserve settings, you want it to go to the last, the first two on the preserve setting on the iPhone, I think is creative controls. And I can't remember the other one, but basically what it does is once you go hunting, you make sure that you're on the video mode. And so basically all you got to do is click your quick camera button and it goes right to video and you press record and there's no thinking involved. And I couldn't tell you how helpful that specifically, just adjusting your settings on your camera. It can be very, very helpful. I know too, now that there's a lot of the newer technology has like ProRes, like if you want to have like ultimate low light, you know, functionality, I guess you can adjust some of your exposure, your ProRes, and to get a really nice final video product. There's settings such as like action mode. And basically that helps to, you know, if there's any motion inside the video, it's going to help reduce that vibration and quality. So like, again, if you're shooting on a compound bow, there's a little bit of vibration, it'll reduce that even more so, on top of what we were talking about earlier, which is the auto image stabilization. So that's one thing. Did you have any, you were going to ask something, I think.
Yeah. So I brought up my settings and I instantly turned on, went to preserve settings and then camera mode. And then there's creative controls, depth control, macro control, exposure adjustment, night mode, portrait zoom, action mode, and then live photo. Yep. So these are all features that somebody that's using an iPhone for a lot of things I had never looked at.
So the first two there, read those off, creative controls and what?
Camera mode. So the camera mode is what, when I turn it on, yep, it goes right back to video or portrait.
So click both of those first two on. That's an, okay, that's a given. That's not going to hurt you on any other thing you're doing. But the other ones below there, like night mode or whatever, I would just practice. And that's what I think a lot of people probably should do, is just like, you know, see what it's like. Like turn it on, film something, and then turn it off, film something, and just see what maybe like what you're looking for is what's going to happen there.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. That'll make my life a little easier because some of these YouTube videos and stuff are shot right there in the palm of my hand with a phone. So appreciate
that. Yeah, that's a good one. And then what was the second one I had? Oh, it was a good one too. You said, how can we restate your question there once? Maybe it'll spark it.
My question was, give us some tips on how to film hunts with our phone. Mine was storage. Ensuring that you have enough storage.
Yeah. So on the storage note, I know this isn't an answer probably anybody wants to hear, but I do everything off my cell phone. I mean, everything, family, business, hobby, YouTube, Instagram, like everything is done on my phone. So like I started paying for just like unlimited storage. And I know that sucks to hear, but I don't ever worry about, you know, mid recording, I'm going to run out of storage. And that's a huge relief to me. And I think I pay like, what is it? I think it's $10 a month, to be honest with you, but I don't, you know, I justify it because I don't have a Netflix account. I don't have a Spotify account. I don't have all these other things. So like for me, it's a no brainer. I can go in once a month. And a lot of times, like I'll be shooting, you know, like you said, you'll be out in the woods. Maybe you're doing some YouTube video, whatever. You might have a bunch of videos that you were like, you know, you got halfway through and you didn't like it, so you restarted it. So like I have a lot of stuff that I need to go in once a month and just like clean up. But when you have unlimited storage in the back of your mind and you know you're not going to like mess up, it's worth it to me personally. And that's what I personally do. I will say there's more ways to go about that. Like I know Google has a storage feature, but I just pay for the Apple unlimited cloud storage kind of thing. And then one more tidbit I would say specifically for the weapon mounted, you know, the weapon mounted mounts that we make. So the Mag Pro X for the crossbow, the Trad Pro for the traditional bow hunters, the Mag Pro Plus for the compound bow hunters, like practice, right? It's different. You have a little bit different weight. Maybe you need to adjust the weight on the end of your stabilizer. Maybe you need to practice not dropping your hand. Maybe you need to, you know, just you don't, you have to remember in the moment, and I've gotten really good at it, but you have to remember in the moment after you release that arrow, oh, I'm still filming, right? You don't drop your head and just look. Like for me, I make this, the best way to say it out loud is like your arm and your eyes should follow each other. So like they're just one. So if you're shooting, you're drawing back and you shoot, if you're watching the animal, just make sure that your arm's following you everywhere you go. So everything you're looking at, you're getting footage of. And in a recovery process, I mean, we geek out about it when we get a deer on, you know, we filmed it with the Mag Pro. What we'll do is we'll take it, we'll airdrop it to the, I have a MacBook. So I'll airdrop it to my MacBook. Okay. All of a sudden I'm looking at it real crystal clear on a big screen. And if I want to, I can put it on the TV. I can, you know, hook in with HDMI, or maybe I want to do the, what is that where it's,
screen share.
There you go. Screen share. So you can like, all of a sudden you're here on this little screen that you can review in the woods immediately. But now all of a sudden, let's say you think you made a bad shot. You can go in the house, watch it with a group of friends, make a plan for the recovery. And it's just like, it's been fun to implement this into our every year, you know, even if we know you made a good shot, it's fun to get the footage, look at it, yeah. Go in, get the buddies, get the boys, get the dogs, get the beer, and like go in and get the animal. So those are some of the things I guess I would really tell somebody that's going to start using their phone.
Good deal. Yeah, those are all great things that we need to improve on. And with practice, like it's one of those things, like I don't have to be in a tree stand and practice using a fluid head and a camera arm. I just put my phone in the mount that's on the stabilizer and I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And I can go back and I can look at those practice sessions. And that's how I figured out, like, I really like that rear view camera angle on that draw cycle way before the hunt. Because if you wait for the hunt, it's too late.
Yeah. It's good B-roll too, like that specific angle when you turn it around. It's great B-roll.
Beautiful, beautiful footage to add. So, yeah. If I were to go to your website right now and I was going to make a purchase for the upcoming hunting season and I'm shooting a particular bow, we'll say it's a Matthews with the new Bridgelock stabilizers, and I have the latest and greatest phone, what are you going to say, hey, if you want to get the best experience, whether it's a bundle, whether it's a specific product, where are you going to point me at to spend my money?
So specifically, if you shoot the Bridgelock stabilizer system, we have a variant of the Mag Pro, which is the Mag Pro is like our marketing term for like all of our products. We have the Mag Pro Plus, Mag Pro 8 Degree, Mag Pro Matthews. So we have a Matthews specific. If you use the Bridgelock, it's specifically designed. It's a little bit different geometry for that Bridgelock stabilizer system because you're not utilizing like a threaded in stabilizer. So if you had a brand new phone, you had a Matthews lift with a, you know, with the Bridgelock, I would get the Matthews Mag Pro, and you're going to be in it for $50 and a really good time. So that's my best recommendation. You're going to get a good feel for, is this something for you? And if it's not, like if it's not for you, you're out $50. You know what I mean? You're not out $5,000 by buying a Canon camera or some type of a mirrorless setup that you might never use. And then you have to, you know, figure out how to resell it. Like budget friendly, you're going to get really high quality. Everything that we produce is a lifetime warranty. If you bend it, break it, snap it, we'll give you another one. And, that's my recommendation.
Oh man. Thank you. So is there anything that we've left off as far as the product line that we should talk about?
We got something coming that's pretty hot.
Okay, let's just tell us. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to learn about new products. So
this isn't secretive because it's on the website.
But
we haven't shown what it looks like. We haven't said anything other than here's what we're coming out with, but we're coming up with a shotgun mount.
Okay.
That mounts to your any rifle, really, any firearm. But it's specifically targeted in the use case of like if you're turkey hunting, pheasant hunting, or duck hunting, like those three categories specifically for shotguns. And it's a magnetic smartphone mount for your shotgun. And there's some different features to it that really secure the phone on there, because that's like we've been testing with the probably like, I think a 3-inch, like 2 or 3 shot, 2, 3, and 4 shot. So like some serious recoil, on that load. So basically it's covering us in the case of, you know, what is the customer going to be shooting out of their gun? Is it a 12 gauge? Is it a 10 gauge? We're trying to use the biggest, baddest rounds out there to test to make sure that it would withstand that recoil. And we're really close. We've been working on this for almost 2 years now, kind of in the background on and off. And in the last year, we've gotten really serious about creating this product. And it's going to be killer. It's going to be really big for us as a company because it's taking us into a completely different market, right? Until this point, we've been bow hunters centric, which is primarily what we do. So we've kind of exhausted a lot of the really good ideas that we wanted to bring out early. And we have a lot more that we're coming out with, but that's probably one of the biggest launches for new products that we're going to have yet. I really do. I really think it's going to be a big deal. It's a different feel for Painted Arrow. It's a different, it's just a little bit more high end. And it's not at a $50 price point, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
But it's really high end. I think people are really, really going to like it. And I think it's going to achieve the results that if you're a duck hunter or a pheasant hunter or a turkey hunter, specifically turkey hunters, I think you're going to love it because you eat turkeys in real close. You know what I mean? So I think that's, I guess all I have to say about that, but it's coming. We're working on it.
So I'm going to say I'm guilty of playing on my phone too much during the hunt.
Yep.
Do you just put your phone on your bow inside a MagPro mount and forget it? Or are you playing with your phone, checking Instagram or whatever, and then when a deer shows up, you slide it on?
You know, the honest truth is that, you know, okay, the honest truth of that is, unfortunately, like the company that we have, like it's almost an obligation for me to try and film something on my mount, on my cell phone for testing purposes. Yes. But more for like I want to be able to, we're filming these hunts lots of times, like we're self filming with a cell phone. So we're trying to show people how easy it can be. But your question was more like, am I flipping through Facebook? Honestly, really, I'm not. I'm trying to, like, that's my outlet. Like that's, I know for a lot of people, like that's the one time where they can go out and like, they can focus on one thing, and that's deer hunting and deer movements and wind and whatever. And I really try to not do that, but I am always trying to like film something, which is new for me. I didn't used to ever film anything I never really did that until we created the products and started utilizing them for recovery. And we really like the recovery aspect of it. And so to me, it's like a no-brainer. I've got to have my phone in my hand or on the mount. And I would say kind of to pinpoint that question a little more is like, is it sitting on the mount or is it not? If it's first light or if it's dusk, like if it's like prime time, we'll call it prime time, those 30 minutes of the sun's just coming up or the sun's just going down. Like I typically leave my phone on and I have the camera open. And if something comes in, like all I have to do is tap the button typically in those 30 minutes. But you know, if it's 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever, it's after prime time, I'll just leave it in my hand. And I'm like I said, I've had a lot of practice going to trade shows. Like I can whip it on there and in no time. So I've really perfected my craft in that sense. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest thing was I can remember back when I had an iPhone 3G, I think it was. You got that thing out of your pocket, and if it was cold outside, that thing was dead in a short amount of time. So I would, late season, I would keep a hot hand wherever that phone was stored at so it would keep its battery life. Now, my new 14s and 15s, they seem to hold up better. They got a stronger battery, and they don't die in the cold like they used to. So that was my concern, where I was going with that is this phone going to die on me when it's on during an all day hunt, if it's out exposed to the cold?
Got it. Yeah. In that aspect, when it's cold, I use those hand muffs with the heated, hand warmers in there. Like typically I'll try and keep it in there until it's like, you know, something coming in. But man, if it's, when it's cold, it's, yeah, you're just trying to get by when it's cold.
Okay. Yeah. So man, it's been fun. Like I've enjoyed the conversation. I've enjoyed watching you guys grow and turn into this media company that you kind of started with. And I didn't even realize that was how you personally got into this, but it's nice to see how this has developed through the years and the innovation continues. And we got some, not necessarily breaking news, but we got some more information on the shotgun mount. So I know a couple duck hunters and I'm a big turkey hunter myself. So I'm going to enjoy looking back in when this product hits and testing it out for myself.
Yep. And I really appreciate having me on. I really love doing podcasts, and I do apologize that I missed on the, I didn't show up to the last one. So I apologize. That actually, we had a good reason for not being on there. That was the NRC meeting in Michigan, which is our Natural Resources Commission, met to really decide this year's and next year's hunting regulation changes. So the reason that I didn't end up getting on was because that popped into my mind that we need to be there and support, you know, and cover the changes that have been made. So we actually did a pretty cool, if you're a Michigan guy or gal and you're interested to understand like how the regulations are changed, because that's something like I want to be more involved in that process. Like I want to have a say, and I want to make sure that we're doing the things that we can and having a voice as hunters. So we did a whole behind the scenes look at this process, and we went to the meeting, we sat in the front row, we filmed the whole thing, and we showed it on a YouTube video. And that was kind of a cool experience. And I think it's probably very similar in Ohio or wherever you may live. That's the standard procedure. So it's kind of a cool behind the scenes look at it.
Yeah. So I got real involved with that on the West Virginia side, because that's originally where I'm from, and there was a lot of rules and regulations. And man, it can be when you see the facts and the data and the information and the positive changes that could occur and they don't, it can be very frustrating. So I would encourage everybody that listens to this, understand not only the rules and regulations for your state, but understand how to participate as a hunter and get more involved to share your opinion. Everybody has an opinion on hunting, fishing, sports, whatever the case may be. Share that passionate information with the legislators that are involved in it, because there's some of those rules and regulations come through legislation, but we want those in the NRCs, those National Resource Commissions. So there's always those battles back and forth between politics and natural resources. At least that's how West Virginia was. So get involved, stay informed, and educate yourself on current rules and regulations that are going to affect your hunting pastimes and what you think is a right to hunt. And what we think is a right to hunt, sometimes those rights are being infringed upon. And we're seeing that time and time again in other states, is where it's mountain lion hunting, whether it's black bear hunting, whether it's bobcats. Like, we're constantly being attacked for our way of life and our beliefs, but we're not being participants in the conversation. We're getting on Facebook and saying this is bullcrap, rather than going to a meeting and saying this is my opinion and listening and taking part.
You're right on with what you just ended with. And that's like, for example, the video we just released, it did pretty well. One of the better YouTube videos we had put out in terms of like views and, you know, interacting, but like the comments specifically, right? You just said something about Facebook commenting, man, the comments section went hot. I mean, it didn't go the way that I wanted it to go. And so one of my biggest regrets about that was like a call to action, because a lot of people want to talk, but we were literally the youngest and only people there that weren't supporting a group. Like, people went there and spoke at the open comment section, but a lot of the people were, you know, they were like backcountry hunters and angler type organization representees. So they were like working, basically. Yeah. Nobody was there. Nobody was there. Like, nobody came up and spoke during the 3 to 5 minute thing, you know, open comment period, that was just a normal guy or gal. And I didn't have it in my mind that I was going to say something, because it was our first time doing that. And I wanted to see the process. But now that I saw the process, like, we do that, that's a big call for hunters. Like, you got to get involved, and everybody has an opinion. And after you go sit and listen to some data, I mean, nothing's going to change if you don't, somebody wise once told me, be the change in the world that you want to see. And so, you know, comments with no action is basically, it's nothing. It's nothing at all.
Yeah. Wise words. and I hope the audience will take into consideration what's going on in their state. And I know we're not talking about painting. We're talking about hunting in general, and there we can keep going and going with this. But the truth of the matter is, you're going to sit back if you're not participating. It's just like voting with all the political stuff going on, whatever side of the fence you're on. If you don't vote, then your opinion doesn't matter. If you don't voice your opinions in the right place, your opinions don't matter. And that's the sad thing is when nobody shows up to speak upon what's best for hunting or best for conservation in those areas, your voices don't get heard.
Yep. No. Yeah, you struck a hot button with me right there, because that's a fresh one. So
I know. I've been there. I spent years doing it, and I can look back at West Virginia and see I put a 40-page presentation together through our legislation that I got a one-on-one chance to talk with our director of the DNR, and I can see multiple things that I implemented in that presentation that are now rules and regulations in the state of West Virginia.
That's awesome. Now,
not to say that was my idea, but the truth of the matter is we were on the same page, and I got to utilize my platform at that time to come together, and now there's stuff there. Now, wasn't my idea. There was people already, those things were in process behind the scenes, but West Virginia changed a lot during that time frame, and I'm very thankful that I got to be a part of that. Now I live in Ohio, and sadly mistaken, but I don't know anything about the Ohio rules and regulations, because I know how much of a toll that took out of me and my personal life when I got involved with that I'm hesitant to get back involved, because it consumed me to a point to where I was leaving and driving 2 hours a day to go meet with somebody in Charleston, and then they didn't show up or something like that. So it was a fun process, but I can look back and see at the changes made, and it was all worth it.
Did you move from West Virginia to Ohio for the hunting?
No, not necessarily. Just fell in love with the house and the property. And I have bought land in Ohio for hunting purposes, but I moved to this mid-Ohio Valley area because of the oil and gas industry. And then just fell in love with the community of, it's all one. It's all great, great place to raise a family. You've got town stuff. You've got countryside up as well. And then there's big deer in Ohio, lots of deer in West Virginia, as far as this side of it goes. And even though I'm just a couple minutes away from the Ohio River, it's all just one giant community, and such a better way of raising a family in this area versus where I was from. There wasn't a lot of potential being given to those children in school systems and stuff like that.
Got it. All right. So is it south, southern, southeast?
Yeah. So if you looked at it on the map, it'd be like southeast Ohio.
Yeah.
So Washington County and south, if you just went through from Cambridge, straight down 2 hours from Columbus, straight south of Cleveland. If you drew a straight line from Cleveland all the way down to the border, that's where I'm at.
Got it. So yeah, we're, I don't know if I said this, but we're a Michigan company. I said that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like Michigan people do this, Neil. Can people see this? Like when you post it, they're going to be seeing the video.
Yeah. So it'll go to YouTube.
Got it. So basically there's like three zones in Michigan. There's like one, two, and then like three is basically the Upper Peninsula in Northern Michigan, but we're in zone three. So we're basically, I think where I'm sitting right now, we're probably 40 miles from Ohio, northern part of Ohio.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So not too much different, even though there's a big battle between Big Blue and the Buckeyes, unfortunately.
But yeah, there is.
I don't really care about either team. So let's go.
Me neither. I'm a Michigan State fan. So
there you go. Spartans. It works. But so where can consumers, if anybody's interested, find you guys? I know you have a lot of media outlets.
Yeah.
Where can we find you?
Yeah. The website is just, if you Google search Painted Arrow, we're going to pop up. But it's paintedarrowoutdoors.com. So that's the website. We do the most daily updates, I would say. Like, if you just want to keep track of us and see what we're doing on a daily basis, Instagram is probably the place there, and that's Painted Arrow Outdoors. And then we're actually making a pretty big push internally now for like YouTube. Because a lot of the, you know, we started doing a lot of the product reviews and things like that on YouTube. And the more that we get into this business, I think there's just a lot more reward on the YouTube side to for customers to be able to visually see you and kind of see like a 15-minute video versus like a, you know, a story update or whatever. So you're going to see a lot more from us on a, you know, a consistent basis on YouTube. So we'd love to have you follow us on there too.
Awesome. I appreciate the opportunity for you guys to come on the podcast, talk about the product that I've utilized in the last year. It's been nice getting to know you through the years, and hopefully we'll talk about that shotgun mount here soon.
I can't wait.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Cameron.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.